Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the last two ahadith under the chapter of the virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned about the etiquette of making dua, that one of the etiquettes of making dua is the first person first praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second he sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very pious person by the name of Abu Sulaiman Darani Rahmatullah Ali, it's quoted by him that every action has the potential of being accepted or being rejected. Whatever action a person does, it has the potential of being accepted or being rejected. But he said Durood Sharif is such an action that there is no doubt that Allah Ta'ala will accept Durood Sharif. Because this is sending praises or salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salutations to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no doubt. So therefore he says that when a person reads durood in the beginning, as we explained it, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reads durood in the beginning. So he says at the ending of the dua also bring the durood sharif. Because it's not far-fetched, it's not difficult to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's going to accept durood at the beginning and he's going to accept durood in the end, then Allah ta'ala will accept everything that came between the two duroods. Allah ta'ala won't just take out the top layer and take out the bottom layer and leave the middle dua. Allah Ta'ala will accept everything. So he says, great hope Allah Ta'ala will accept the whole dua of a person just by doing this. So very easy it is for us that whenever we make dua, that we end off and we conclude. We praise Allah Ta'ala, we make durood, and we make the dua, whatever we want to ask, and we conclude again with durood sharif. Anyway, these last two ahadith, we'll see that the wordings have changed slightly from the previous ahadith that we have done, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed Sahaba how to make salawat, how to read this durood. And we explained the backdrop of this was this ayat was revealed, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Two commands were given, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh you who believe, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make salam. So sahaba knew how to make salam. We explained that in the tashahud, assalamu alayka ayyuha nabiyyu. So salam they knew. But the salawat was something new. So when we hear in these ahadith where sahaba is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's against this backdrop. There is a command coming to make salawat. How do we make salawat? How do we send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Abi Mas'ud al-Badari radiyallahu anhu qal, atana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nahnu fi majlisi Sa'ad ibn Ubada radiyallahu anhu wa qala lahu Bashir ibn Sa'ad, أمرنا الله تعالى أن نصلي عليك يا رسول الله فكيف نصلي عليك؟ فسكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تمنينا أنه لم يسأله. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قولوا اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. والسلام كما قد علمتم رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badri radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us whilst we were in the assembly of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubada radiyallahu anhu. Bashir ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu said to him, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah has ordered us to send salutations upon you. How should we send salutations upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent for so long that we wished that he had not asked him the question. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took so long to answer that we wished that the sahabi did not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the question. They would worry. Sahaba had so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prolonging the answer. This is causing taqlid. How we wish that this person didn't ask because of that extreme love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter said that say these words, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Yesterday we did a dua that had a very similar wordings, except that here you see wa barik ala Muhammad, and yesterday we said Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So the word Allahumma was added to yesterday's hadith. Anyway, there's a slight difference. So because of the variation of the wording, the beauty is that they would bring this also as a separate durood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they say these words, the meaning of these words, O Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you send salutations upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Grant blessings to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you granted blessings to the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You are worthy of praise, majestic, and the salam is as you know. Wassalamu kama qad alimtum. The salam is as you know, meaning that sahaba already, they already knew what the wording of salam was. The last hadith very similar in meaning, the wording slightly different. An Abi Humaid al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu qal, qalu ya Rasulallah kayfa nusalli alayk? Qala qulu Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Yeah, this hadith has got the extra wording of wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi. We'll explain that this word dhurriyatihi means progeny. So not only upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Humaid al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu narrates that sahaba asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how should we send salutations upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, say, O Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives and his progeny, as you send salutations upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Grant blessings to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives and his progeny, as you granted blessings to the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You are worthy of praise, you are all majestic. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Nasa'i and Abu Dawud Sharif. The word progeny here, usually, this word progeny usually means the sons of a person. It normally would refer to the sons. However, here it also refers to the female offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the four daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only the progeny of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha can be traced today throughout the world. So from the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only the family of Hazrat, or the progeny of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha can be traced today. Anyway, when we hear these wordings of the durood, which as I explained, we should try and read. So therefore, very easy way of getting many of the wordings of the durood is to read this salat and salam. Take out some time. So beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to read. It's a matter of us just taking it, spending some time and giving it, sending it as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, this is a gift to ourselves. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in need of our salat. He's not in need of salam. Allah is actually giving us an opportunity to share in a very, very noble act by allowing us to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The actual favor we should think, although we're sending for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're actually benefiting ourselves by doing this. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.